I was sitting at home last night, sipping a plastic cup of raspberry ginger ale, with a twist of nothing and a shot of some rancid liquor I had found in a label-less bottle in the backside of the cupboard. The low-volume sounds of a no-volume, easy-listening station slithered around the room between the gray-blue carpeting and the rotting pad underneath, emitting almost methodically periodic shots of static into the bottoms of my feet. The candy in the dish had long since expired, while the want ads screamed out for someone to hire. And the disc player snickered as the turntable sobbed, and the candle's flame flickered as it took on the job of the lamp in the corner that decided to fight when I flipped on the switch in search of its light. And my bookshelf was overspilling with virgin literature that was guarded by a fang-bearing television set with a fierce snarl that vaguely resembled a game show theme or something that I thought I had once heard. And with the barrel actually resting on the flesh of my temple, I was cocked, and it was loaded. And with the barrel actually resting on my fleshy temple, I was cocked, and it was loaded. And I remember thinking to myself, I had better write this down tomorrow.